If your mumbo jumbo can't leave everybody in the lurch without telling them what Bath is really about. And we've now just come up very close to Jika Jika, up Gay Street and into, Shirley, what it's called here?
Royal Crescent, I think.
It is the Royal Crescent, and it is just so amazing. This place, this historical place, Bath, is just a feast for your senses. Not only can you get great coffee, Kelowna and Smalls, Jika Jika, probably also others, but for your eyes, it's just amazing. So, walking out of Jika Jika, very close to Gay Street and up to that Royal Crescent, I can actually still feel the coffee that Stuart prepared at Jika Jika for me. Union coffee. I think it is Union Coffee. Do you know what?
Origin
and Union are the ones that I always confuse. I'm so sorry. Of course, it is Origin Coffee. And I can still feel it lingering, and it's beautiful. But again, Bath is well worth a visit. Now, we also went to the baths themselves, the Roman Bath. What was your impression on that, Shirley?
Well, it's just all beautiful. As you say, sensory experience for the palate, for the eyes. I think energetically, it feels wonderful.
The buildings are just amazing, aren't they?
Nothing compares.
No, nothing compares. So the thing is to come and venture into Bath and just have a look for yourself. It really makes me think whether one shouldn't actually elope London, go west, and settle in Bath. What do you think?
All for it.
All right. The Feast of the Senses continues, and I must apologize because where we were first is called the Circus. We've now just walked up the Royal Crescent, and it's just another real feast for the eyes. I mean, it is, if you've never been to Bath, you've got to come. It's got this kind of, I can't even describe it. I'm so gobsmacked. I've got to ask Shirley, describe this. I mean, this is just unbelievable.
I mean, it just drags your eyes all around, and you just get pulled into this beautiful architecture and the sweeping expanse of it.
Yeah. We kind of get a little impression of it, Regent Street in London, but nothing like this. And there's other crescents in London as well. Names escape me now. But this, the Roman style, there are pillars, there is... It's just kind of beautiful. And you say your eye just gets pulled around this semicircle of this uniformed building. And, of course, the stonework, the masonry here is just unbelievable. I mean, the Romans did really have something going for themselves. Of course, they were very indulgent. And Bath is an indulging place. As we said, all senses. Visually, I personally, with a photographer's background, really get drawn into that and get a lot of pleasure out of my visual experiences. My eyes get drawn to details and certain things. Then, of course, like Shirley said, it makes you feel good, doesn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. And then we had a lovely meal yesterday at Bill's.
Bill's is fantastic.
Yeah.
You got to do Bill's at Bath.
You got to do Bill's at Bath, exactly. And, of course, the coffee. Well, you know me, I can go on and on and on about the diversity of coffee. And it's so nice to walk into coffee shops where baristas really have a certain passion. Actually, a very distinct passion for what they do. And when, as a client, as a customer, you walk in and you get advice by somebody who just works with coffee all day long, and that's really nice. So very often you just discover new things that you didn't know, and your palate kind of gets refreshed by, well, all these different experiences. So again, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo will just say one thing: come to Bath.